Kullanılan oy sayısı 526. Kabul 507.
The Turkish Speaker of Parliament announced that the motion to approve military incursions into Iraq for 1 year passed by a vote of 507-19. The only dissenters were a small group of Kurdish nationalists. The main political parties, which are deeply divided on many issues, united in the position that the Kurdish PKK separatists based in northern Iraq must be crushed. Deputy Prime Minister Cemil Çiçek defended the motion.
Müzakere ederken yüreğimiz yanıktır, içimizde buruktur.
He said legislators must put their minds over their emotions to reach a decision. He said Turkey's patience has run out. Attacks in the past 2 weeks that killed more than 30 soldiers and civilians have been blamed on the PKK and have sparked widespread outrage in the country. But Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Monday that Turkish forces would not immediately launch an attack once the motion passed. Political analyst Simi Adiz says the parliamentary vote has empowered the Prime Minister more than just militarily.
The authorization that the government is seeking today for the military to be able to go into northern Iraq is as much a diplomatic tool as it is a military tool.
The threat of a Turkish incursion into Iraq has fueled intense diplomatic activity. Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashami held talks Tuesday and Wednesday with the Turkish President and Prime Minister. Hashimi was positive after the talks.
I think so. I think there is now a new political environment that we could build a new approach to defuse the current crisis.
Just before the vote, the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki telephoned his Turkish counterpart. Baghdad is calling for emergency talks and has pledged to work with Ankara. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is also in Turkey for talks. Speaking at a news conference in Ankara, the Syrian president said Turkey has a legitimate right to stage a cross-border offensive against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq. Washington is fearful that a Turkish attack could destabilize the most peaceful region of Iraq and has been lobbying Turkey not to intervene. But the Turkish government is looking for action rather than words. Turkish officials claim that despite promises by the US and Iraq to deal with the PKK, attacks against Turkish forces continue. With Turkish troops massed at the border and no constitutional or political barrier remaining, time appears to be running out for a diplomatic resolution of the crisis. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.